Let's take a look at a muni bond, some couple muni bond quotes from mid 2016. Now, in the Los Angeles Times, you would see these quotes numerously in the business area and in the sports area, if you can't figure that out. But fewer and fewer are being put in the newspaper. So I guess you got to contact your private broker if you are interested in muni bonds, because where do you see this quote? Okay, it's kind of hard to see, so I'm going to blow it up and then it's a little too big, but oh well. 2.25%. Yippee! That's what bonds were paying in the middle of this 2010s. They've since just this year, 2022, have jumped. And so we were going to get 2.25% from the Lake Elsinore, California Community Facilities District Special Tax Bonds. What does this mean? In other words, Lake Elsinore, a community in California, went to the voters and said, "Hey, will you pay more property taxes so we can sell these bonds?" And whatever they did with them, I'm not sure what they did with them. But because they are based in California, and you're a California resident, assuming you're reading the LA Times, it is federal and state tax free. Remember, the IRS doesn't like that term tax free. They'd like you to say tax exempt, but you could use either one. Now, notice they're non-rated. They haven't been given a rating. So, does that mean they're not in very good shape? It might. But here's the problem. Lake Elsinore would have had to pay for the rating. See, it's a bit of a not a very good it's a conflict of interest, because if you're paying to have be rated, you're probably, if you're the ones doing the rating, you're probably not going to say bad things about them. But anyway, they decided we're not going to pay it. They're priced at $100. I'm sorry, priced at 100, which means 1,000. Remember, you have to move the decimal point one to the right. So these are selling at par. The yield to maturity is 2.25%. The coupon yield is 2.25%, because they are neither a discount nor are they selling at a premium. So because they're selling at 1,000, they are have the same coupon yield as the current yield as the yield to maturity. Notice that they mature. They're callable, and starting in 2016, the Lake Elsinore city could call them in, could pay off the loans. But notice they have to pay $1,030. You can it's like a prepayment penalty. They have to pay a premium to buy them back. But in 2026 they will mature, so they have to pay back the money in 2026 anyway. But notice, this is the thing that, gets us about bonds. Look at that, $25,000 minimum. They don't even want to talk to you unless you got at least 25 grand to plunk down on these bonds. Now, here's another one. Washington Township Healthcare District General Obligation Bonds. That's what GO stands for. So in other words, there's a entity in Washington Township, California, which I don't know where that happens to be, but it's in California. And they probably built a hospital or something along the lines with these bonds. Notice that the yield to maturity is 3.04%. Let's forget the yield to call for now. Well, actually, it just means if they call them away, that's what you're going to get, 2.4%. But if you just hold them till maturity and they don't call them away from you, you'll get 3.04%. Notice that they're double A rated, which means that they're investment grade. The coupon yield is 4%. So they're paying $40. $20 twice a year, but you're only getting 3.04%. Why? Because you have to pay, remember, move the decimal point one to the right, $1,142.11 for these bonds. So they are selling at a premium, and that's why the coupon yield is higher than the yield to maturity. And if they do call them away starting in 2026, from 2016, this is, 6 years ago, then you're only going to get 2.4% because you paid $1,142 for these things, but they're only going to give you $1,000. They're callable at par. Callable, or move the decimal point one to the right. Callable at 1,000. So you're only going to get 2.4%, which makes sense because that's what the other bonds were paying, right? 2.25%. So they're not stupid. You know, they figure, okay, they're going to probably call them back, call them in, if interest rates are lower than 4% starting in 2026, which may not be the case because interest rates are rising. Again, $25,000 minimum. So place your order today at Hilltop Securities. So I don't know what these people about them, but you just see fewer and fewer of these ads. I guess if you go online, you'll see them, but in the newspapers, you see less of them. So interesting. Okay, we're now going to take a look at Ford and Poway, and I have some others. If this piques your interest, because the bond world's kind of boring, but some people like it. And I got to tell you, folks, the brokers who specialize in bonds tend to get the very high roller clients. We got one place at the place I work. We got a guy. That's all he does is bonds. All he does is bonds, and there's not too many brokers that just specialize in bonds. Or even bother with bonds. Most of us guys are interested in the stock world because that's where, you know, the action is. But the high rollers, the people with lots of money, they buy bonds, and that can help you make a good living as a broker if you can service these individuals. Okay? Excited? I know they're bonds. I'm sorry.